This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. You can join us by calling toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Conan.
And Will.
And Will, there's still more to your article about cannabis being safer, which I think most people knew, and actually better for pain relief than addictive opioids. And somewhat related that we'll get into is a possible ballot measure in Denver about psilocybin. But let's continue on with your article. And where's this from?
It's actually in Yahoo. It's actually on Yahoo.com.
But Yahoo.
They are. All right. They're quoting.
Right. They,
a number
they've actually
of,
started doing some of their own reporting instead of just aggregating from elsewhere.
Yes, and I mean they're bringing in stuff. The first study, in Israel, but then there was another one that was also done this year. It was released in March. It was released this month on the therapeutic effects of cannabis and cannabinoids. It's an update.
This in the U.S.?
Yeah, an update from the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine report.
Okay.
And it's the same thing they did. They considered 10,000 recent abstracts to determine their relevance, and what they came out with was that cannabis was more effective and safer at treating chronic pain. I mean, I'm not talking about you broke your leg and you need, I'm talking like this is pain that you're going to live with. It's never going to go away.
Right. We're talking rheumatoid arthritis,
most likely it's
compressed disc in a back.
It's usually either nerve,
Daryl.
Right. It's usually either a nerve. Nerve damage pain or some type of like serious joint damage. And what they're finding out is that
you said joint damage,
right? Great pun. What they're finding out is that for adults with chronic pain, it's amazing. But now we've got, of course, there's
and it doesn't kill you.
And it doesn't kill you, exactly.
And it's a
unless
lot more,
a pallet of it falls on your head.
And it's a lot more affordable.
Yeah, a lot more affordable. But now, of course, we've got the naysayers. We've got this guy, his name's Kevin Sabat. He's the founder of Smart Approaches to Marijuana. And he says that the studies miss the point that, of course, everyone knows that components of marijuana, like THC, have shown results for modest pain relief. But that's a very different conclusion than saying marijuana, which has 100 components, is good for you. So we need to distinguish between the two. Okay, well, how's this? I have a medical marijuana card. I use cannabis as a treatment for chronic pain. I smoke three very specific strains, and they make it to where when I cross my legs when it's cold outside, I don't want to cry. Daryl, you've physically seen this. You've seen when I don't have access to the kind of cannabis that makes my pain go away. When I pick my right leg up, it hurts. It's pain that will literally be with me for my entire life, for the rest of my, it will only get worse. And I can do that without wincing in pain and without being stoned out of my mind, without drooling all over myself on the couch, and without accidentally overdosing so that my children can find me dead and bloated in my bed when they come home from school one day. I can take care of my life, take care of my job, take care of a family, cook dinner. I can be a productive member of society, not be an addicted vegetable, and not see, like, I've watched family members of mine suffer through that, and it's painful. You know, I've seen it. I've seen what families go through, and you've got, you know, report after after report after report now that's coming out. You've got the Academic Engagement Drug Policy Alignment, Alliance, saying that pain levels from study participants always go down dramatically.
Right.
Folks report changing a change that's extremely promising, and cannabis comes again. Almost, it's never been fatal, not chemically addictive.
And
allows you to be
able
to function
like
a human.
Can consume it that do not require you to light something on fire.
That's right. There's honeys. There's other edibles and gummies. You can. I use like what they call CBD high strains, so it doesn't give me a head change. I'm not like you hear me. I'm on the radio.
Right.
I'm like yeah, man. What's up? You know, how you
yeah, doing? That's not.
I'm never like that, and it's because I'm not. I don't get stoned. I just do what I need to do to relieve pain. I have a friend of mine who has what they call transverse myelitis, which basically means that a man who this time last year was a Taekwondo instructor, his entire body decided to revolt against him, and now at 3 o'clock in the morning he can wake up and feel like his feet are literally on fire.
Ow.
And this man is now in a wheelchair, and a year ago he was a Taekwondo instructor.
Hmm.
And it literally happened like that. One day he was fine, the very next day he was in a lot of pain. By the end of the week he was flat on his back in a bed. And now he smokes medical cannabis every single day. And you know what he can do? He can sleep at night. He can eat. He can function. He can take care of his family again. He has the ability to be able to interact with his children without snapping at them, because he's living in this state, this constant hell of physical pain that literally just pops up at any place all over his body. Imagine getting the worst cramp that you ever had, but you get six of them at the same time and they just don't ever go away. It's against him. And cannabis is literally the only way the man can sleep. And when you see change in people who live with pain every day like that, you can't look and go, okay, you know what? I think you just deserve to suffer or be like a heroin addict drooling on yourself in front of your children. I don't think that the law should allow you to have this thing that you can grow in your front yard, because, you know, the pharmaceutical companies can't control it. So.
Did your
pharmaceutical companies can't. They have this thing called Marinol, where they've taken certain little parts of the cannabis thing, but then, like, the whole thing of, well, pharmaceuticals can't control it. Well, they can't control tomatoes either, but
yep.
Tomatoes have certain medicinal benefits to them.
They do.
So I think that's just sort of a conspiracy theory.
Well, no, I'm telling you, man, the medicinal, as far as like pain management and nausea, bro, do you have any idea how much good nausea medicine costs? Like $106 a pill sometimes. Like,
no, I'm not saying that pharmaceuticals aren't expensive. I'm saying the claim that the reason cannabis is illegal is because of Big Pharma.
Competition.
They lobby in favor of they spend lobbying money to keep cannabis illegal. So, I mean, they at least contribute, along with the sheriff's unions and the prison guard lobby unions and
the beer companies,
the alcohol companies.
That's the one. That's the big one in New Hampshire. That's why
oil and textile companies.
That's why the Live Free or Die state hasn't legalized or decriminalized yet, because of the amount of revenue that we make from alcohol. Selling to all the other states.
Something that they call decriminalization that passed in New Hampshire about a year ago. I say it's something they call decriminalization,
right?
Because it still allows for criminal penalties if you wind up getting caught with less than three quarters of an ounce three times. Oh, that third time, yep, it's now a misdemeanor again.
Well, you still have a penalty if you get caught with it one time. If I have to pay a fine, then that's a criminal act.
They call it a civil violation.
Whatever. Man.
Yeah.
Did your martial arts instructor, did he try opioids before?
Yes.
He went and discovered that.
He tried to avoid them.
Was he not a believer at first, and now
yeah.
he has seen the light?
Yeah. He came to me one day and he was like, you know what, man? You're the only person that I think that I know that when I talk to you, because I know you live in chronic pain. I know you don't take pills. I bet this is how you manage it.
From medical cannabis to medical mushrooms. Yeah, that's where we're going next. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Conan.
And Will.
And cryptocurrencies are hot right now because crypto is where it's at because it's good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarist who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and they're creating a secure platform for money and messaging that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. And they recently announced they have over 7,500 secure nodes, which makes Zencash one of the strongest blockchains. Their wallets are available in multiple languages and on multiple platforms. We're talking Linux, Mac, Android, and Windows devices. And they're available on at least six exchanges, I believe they're now on seven with more to come soon. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. We'll get into the story about legal mushrooms, maybe, in Denver. But first, to the phones, where we've got Caleb calling in from Chattanooga, listening to us on WGOW. Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, I used to smoke a lot of weed, like a lot of weed every day. Yeah, all day, every day. I mean, the only reason I quit 3 months ago was so I can get a higher-paying job. It's kind of hard to break out of the restaurant business, you know. But my point being is When I used to smoke a lot of weed, the only main difference I've noticed since I've been without weed for 3 months now is I have dreams. Like, literally, when I go to sleep, I have very vivid dreams. And for better or for worse, I do have those dreams. But one thing
so
is...
So what's one of the better dreams that you've had recently?
No. Don't describe dreams. Not on the radio.
No. Yeah, I'm not going to go down that road, but.
No, I'm just curious. Like, do you dream about flying? Do you know?
He can remember them again.
I do have dreams, but I don't really have bad dreams, but I do have a lot of tedious dreams. Like, I go to sleep, but I end up having to do chores, and I'm still at work. And I hate dreaming about work.
So, what do you actually call about, Caleb?
Well, I've called about fasting. I started fasting here recently. I've looked into it. It's age-old wisdom, and modern-day science is showing the health benefits of fasting. There's different types of fast, but as for me right now, I've been going over two days without any food. The only thing I've been consuming is water with sometimes lemon juice in it. And I'll do a shot of raw apple cider vinegar, like in the morning or at night.
All right.
Are you still working during the day? What is your activities during the day?
Right now, I just drive around.
So you're not consuming a lot of energy.
Well, I'm not consuming a lot of calories, but I do drink black coffee. I'll have a cup of black coffee in the morning, but the strange thing is I don't feel drained of energy. Sometimes I do kind of feel a little bit of an emptiness in my stomach, but not
a good sativa.
Like I'm dying.
So
yeah, I know, man.
All right, so question for you, Caleb. How long are you planning to try going without food?
Well, I'm just doing a three-day fast right now. That's my first time fasting. But then I'm going to go back eating healthy. I do eat healthy otherwise.
Now, what kind of a fast are you doing? Are you going to do... Because there are different ways of fasting. There's one fasting where you don't eat or drink anything from sunup to sundown, and then you eat, but you need to do it responsibly. at sundown. You eat a small meal, have a little milk, maybe something like that. Then there's the where you only ingest liquids. So you can drink juices or you can drink liquids and you have no food for a few days.
Yeah, he said he's just doing water with lemon and some coffee. So he's doing basically no calories.
Cut the coffee out. What the coffee is going to do is, because it does this to me, at least as a sometimes, it's going to raise your heart rate, which is going to actually heighten your caloric intake, like the amount of calories you're burning, and it's going to make your fasting harder for you because the caffeine in the coffee is actually going to cause you to burn extra calories you wouldn't burn otherwise. And it's going to give you the trots, more than likely.
I haven't had any bad experience. I'm going over 2 days now. I mean, I'll have just a cup of black coffee in the morning, and I just drink water throughout the day. I'll drink about a gallon of water throughout the day, and sometimes I'll mix some lemon juice in it. But I have drank a little bit of chicken broth here, like just
And how are you feeling? So it's been 2 days. What is your response?
I feel pretty good, man. Yeah. I mean, the crazy thing is, like, you know, I haven't had any alcohol. I normally, you know, drink, you know, about 2 beers when I get off work. But
you found some health benefits, so that's why you decided to try this. So what are the health benefits that you're hoping to wind up having once you finish this 3-day fast?
Well, so far, I've already noticed some of the health benefits. I feel like my vision has gotten better. Things seem clearer, and anti-inflammatory and antibacterial and fungal, like my athlete's foot, like it's starting to get better. It's one thing.
Okay.
And my scalp, I've got dry scalp, and then I've had bad dandruff for a while, and I already feel my scalp getting better.
I don't think I've ever, and Caleb, thank you for the call, I don't think I've ever heard anybody claim that fasting will cure athlete's foot or get rid of dandruff.
Well, I mean, there are, I've always heard, because we're being Muslim, you know, Muslims love to share articles during Ramadan about, you know, doctors say fasting is healthy, see, you know, like that whole thing. And, you know, I know there are lots, you know, lower blood pressure, decreased blood sugar, more sensitivity to insulin. It's supposed to be good for your heart. Actually, it's supposed to, like I said, if it lowers your blood pressure, that's good for your heart. I have terrible blood pressure. It supposedly is supposed to slow aging. It increases resistance to oxidative stress.
I have no clue what oxidative stress is, but none of those things
free radical,
where it cures athlete's foot.
It's free radical related damage. So, like, basically, it's good to keep you from getting cancer, supposedly.
And yeah, I'm not sure that free radicals actually exist. I have no proof that they do. I have no proof that they don't. But the people that say that they exist also have no proof that they actually
supports healthier collagen and skin.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Conan.
And Will.
And voters in Denver may wind up being able to vote on legalizing magic mushrooms. The story here from Colorado Public Radio. They say after a few rousing chants of free the spores, a small group of roughly 20 filtered into the Denver City and County building on Monday for a meeting with city officials and emerged knowing that they may soon have the all clear to gather signatures on a measure to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms. The group called Colorado for Psilocybin, after the scientific name for the fungus. Their proposed measure would do away with felony charges for people caught with mushrooms and make them the lowest enforcement priority for Denver police. Anyone caught with more than 2 ounces of dried mushrooms or 2 pounds of uncured wet mushrooms would be subject to a citation, less than $99 for the first offense, increased by increments of $100 for subsequent offenses, and never more than $999 per citation.
Better than a felony.
And again, this only applies to more than 2 ounces, which makes it sound as though less than 2 ounces, there would be no criminal penalties.
And what was the wet batch, 2 pounds?
2 pounds of what's referred to as wet mushrooms.
That's undried.
Yeah, and that's not a lot of mushrooms.
No.
2 pounds?
No.
Wet? No, not really.
No.
I know nothing about mushrooms other than...
I mean it's... Don't know, get, like, don't
yeah,
get me
I
wrong.
Know people can get high off of them, and there are some tests showing that psilocybin does have some medicinal benefits, but as far as, like, how much... What does 2 pounds of mushrooms look like? I don't know.
I think it's funny that me and you are the ones that know all this stuff.
Well, no, not about weed. I don't follow the weed. The weed,
right?
The mushrooms, I'm all right with. Good stuff.
So, all right, try to explain
Yeehaw.
for people that are listening that might also probably not know. You know, like, so 2 pounds of uncured mushrooms, would that turn into 2 ounces once dried? Like, is it kind of like beef jerky to where, you know, you need, say, 4 ounces of meat to make an ounce and a half of beef jerky?
2 ounces of dried mushrooms is a pretty substantial amount.
Yeah.
All right.
But I have never been scientific about it. It's always just been here, you know, throw them in the cheap old dehydrator.
Yeah.
Shrink them on down and put them in Ziplocs and they go in the freezer.
Yeah, because I know 2 pounds of bananas... That's a sizable amount of bananas.
Yeah.
So, you know, 2 pounds of
dried mushrooms is a pretty good amount. And it's not as much as I don't think 2 pounds of wet mushrooms is going to give you 2 ounces of dry. No.
Not going to give you that much? Or?
No way.
Okay.
Two pounds of wet?
I can see the wills in Will's head turning.
More like maybe an ounce.
Let me see if there's a calculator online or something.
So the article,
mushrooms to dry.
The article here
it's
going to
depend on the kind.
The article continues. Tyler Williams, one of the leaders of the psilocybin decriminalization initiative, said the marijuana legalization effort of yesteryear did provide a helpful roadmap when constructing the initiative. He is a believer as well. He's a co-founder of the Denver chapter of the Psychedelic Club at the University of Colorado in Boulder. He says, quote, I'm a big believer in cognitive liberty, and so whatever people decide to consume, I think it's up to them. I think people should be informed about what they're consuming, and they shouldn't have to be afraid of going to jail because of it. He added that he feels psilocybin offers mental health and spiritual and intellectual benefits. During the group's meeting with city officials, Williams pointed to examples of changing tides in the drug policy elsewhere. A 2005 appeals court decision in New Mexico effectively legalized the cultivation of psilocybin last year.
So, yeah, anyways, there's a nice calculator here. 2.5 ounces to 3 ounces do represent 1 pound of wet. So 2 pounds would equal about 6 ounces of dry.
Continuing.
Really? According to cookinfo.com. We're talking about just regular old buy off the... yeah, exactly.
Continuing on. Oh, and the last year was for the next sentence, not the 2005. I have no clue what you're talking about now. 2005 appeals court decision in New Mexico effectively legalized the cultivation of psilocybin there. Last year, Oregon reduced possession charges for many drugs from a felony to a misdemeanor, and Colorado voters approved a similar measure in 2014. Another state may be Colorado to the ballot. Californians may vote on a similar measure later this year. Again, that measure to legalize psilocybin. Kevin Matthews, who led the campaign and helped draft the initiative, says now is the right time for Denver to decriminalize based on recent studies on the possible medicinal applications of psychedelics. He says, I'm proud to say that psilocybin has had a pretty massive impact on my life. I struggled with depression for years, and I was diagnosed with major depression as a teenager. He says he and other advocates want people to use psilocybin responsibly so that they can have the best experience with it. More on this article about Denver possibly maybe getting to vote to legalize magic mushrooms. But first, to the phone where we've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. You know the galactose molecule? The sugar from the vine?
I only know of it because you've called in about it, I think, at least three of the last four nights.
Well, you know, it's part of the network marketing, by the way. So, anyway.
Yep, you do network marketing where you sell some kind of thing that has a galactose molecule, and you've watched some videos, and you have some thoughts.
One of the things that it does, it's supposed to help prevent and cure cancer.
Note for listeners, that statement has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. We are not medical professionals. We are not giving medical advice. Sarah has watched some YouTube videos and some DVDs from a multi-level marketing organization. Continue with your thoughts, Sarah.
Well, And so, you know, my hypothesis is, I have not talked to their doctors to get an exact explanation, but my estimation, the way that I think that it works is that it helps the killer cells, the white killer cells, to distinguish and to recognize a cancer cell. So they could clearly, with this help of the galactose molecule, they could distinguish a healthy cell and a defective cell very clearly.
So are you on psilocybin right now?
What?
Magic mushrooms. Have you ever taken magic mushrooms, Sarah?
No, I never do those things.
How about weed? Do you ever smoke weed?
No, I never did.
You never did? Not ever? Not even that one time that you thought nobody was looking?
Come on. She's eaten a few blue ringers.
Well, maybe one time I took a toke, but I was not excited about it.
One time you took it. Did you inhale? Because Bill Clinton didn't inhale.
So where do you get this galactose molecule? How do you harvest it?
I mean, glucose?
Yeah. No, galactose is the word she said. Yeah, Sarah, thank you for the call. It comes from some multi-level marketing thing. So you just need to get three of your friends to get three of their friends, and then you get on the auto ship program, and then you know you're going to be platinum diamond, and right. You'll be living it up large.
I know this great guy, Bernie Madoff. He can get you some money.
855-453.
Is he still
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now. Again, 855-450-FREE. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Conan.
And Will.
And this November, I'm going to be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City
Marathon.
Oh, it's
not in Texas? You said the biggest and the baddest and the
biggest,
but it's not
and
in Texas.
Most popular is the New York City Marathon.
Okay.
I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since they were founded in 1992, they've helped 200 people get exonerated for crimes they did not commit using DNA testing. 20 of those had served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct support, again, for over 200 people that have been exonerated. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November. You can support Team Innocence Project, support the Innocence Project, and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com. So jumping back into the article from the Colorado Public Radio about the possible ballot measure to wind up having Denver remove penalties for up to 2 ounces of dried mushrooms, and then lower the penalties for anything over 2 ounces, and to make it the lowest enforcement priority for Denver police. Again, the group Colorado for Psilocybin had a meeting with the Denver mayor and other officials earlier this week. And the story says they should find out soon whether or not they can begin gathering signatures on the petition. And then if they get enough signatures, then it will be on the ballot.
Wait, they have to get permission first to actually start a petition? in this particular municipality?
That's how things work in places that actually have actual initiative and referendum.
Gotcha.
You have to get permission to gather, because you've got to make sure that the wording is correct and we're amending section this. So unlike the limited thing that they don't actually call initiative here in New Hampshire, where you can make petitions for the local changes,
you can start them, but they tell you,
oh, yeah, that's not allowed.
Afterwards. Oh, that's not legal. Sorry you went and got 25 signatures. That's not legal. It's not going to work. It's not going to hold water.
In states that actually have real initiative and referendum, you go run the wording by the legal team first, and then you go collect the signatures. Again, there's a drive in California to get something similar on the ballot there. The article continues with a quote from one of the people behind the group, where Mr. Matthews says he and other advocates want people to use psilocybin responsibly so that they can have the best experience with it. He says, it's helped me tremendously with my own mental health, and on top of that, with creativity and really being able to just explore different aspects of myself and really get some healing from the inside out. He points to a study by Johns Hopkins University that found psilocybin users dealing with cancer-related stress reported lasting positive effects 1 year later. A study by New York University produced similar results. Another study conducted at London's Imperial College last year found that it could help treat stubborn cases of depression. That's why Michelle Ross joined the campaign to support the initiative. She's a neuroscientist and the director of Impact Network, a nonprofit focused on medical marijuana and women's health. She said, we could apply lessons from cannabis legalization and apply them to the psilocybin legalization. There's no reason that both should not be legalized, because psilocybin, or magic mushrooms, are just as safe as cannabis. She also says she uses psilocybin as well as cannabis to treat her depression and PTSD. She said, I use many different natural substances, but psilocybin is one that helps me overcome depression in a way that cannabis hasn't. The meeting on Monday was a public hearing to hash out the phrasing and other questions about the initiative, such as enforcement. The next step will be to submit petition material for review to the Denver Elections Division. If and when the body gives final approval, the pro-mushroom advocates can begin gathering signatures to get the initiative on the ballot this fall. Now, the article does not say how many valid petitions they need or what the verification process is for those petitions, but I know in some places they'll take any excuse they can to throw a name off as invalid. Oh, Will, your signature here says Will Coley, but the voter registration form that you filled out said William.
Yeah.
And it used a middle initial, and you didn't use that here. So sorry, this one is stricken out. And then other places, I know Pennsylvania will do this, to where you can collect a bunch of different names on the same form. Sorry, Conan, you forgot to put the date that you signed, even though the person above you and the person below you used the same exact date. They both signed it on March 3rd. You didn't put the date, so your signature is invalid. Oh, Daryl, you put your mailing address instead of the voter registration domicile address, invalid. And then they use every excuse they can to strike these things off.
Rules are rules, Daryl. You should have known better before you went and got them signatures. Didn't you read the rule book?
But the thing is, the thousands of people that are signing,
I know,
they've not read the rule book, and most of them probably don't even realize, oh, right, I'm on the voter registration as William Coley. I'm on the voter registration, you know, with my middle initial or not my middle initial or whatever. Oh, I forgot to put street at the end of the street.
Well, I hope it goes forward. I think it's sad, and you know, as is the case with medicinal cannabis, that people have to make that argument that, hey, look, you know, by the way, it hasn't killed anybody. It's not hurting anybody. Oh, and it's good for you. And, you know,
how many people die from tobacco and alcohol?
The argument should be, hey, mind your own damn business. I'm not hurting anybody. This isn't hurting me. But it wouldn't even matter if it was, because it's me. It's my own body. Leave me alone.
Right. But see, here's the difference. Here's the difference. The politicians don't use psilocybin as a recreational thing. They use Mad Dog 2020. They use cognac. They use Marlboro.
Correct. And they get the tax revenue from that cognac. But they haven't figured out a way to tax the psilocybin yet. And maybe when they do, they'll be all good to go with it. And it's the same thing that's happening with marijuana here in this state. Not only do you have the competition from the alcohol that they don't want to lose with...
Right, because New Hampshire is one of those states where the state has a monopoly on the distribution of liquor.
And we are surrounded by states who have overpriced their liquor, and so they're coming from all of New England to New Hampshire. We had the liquor outlets right there on the border.
Did you see, and mentioning people coming from all over New England, did you see the report about the liquor stores supposedly being involved in money laundering because they're selling large amounts of liquor to people without asking, what do you plan on doing with this?
Yeah, it's been going on for years, and now you've got this one executive counselor who's come out. And a lot of people think that it's a stunt. It's a political stunt.
The executive council, for people not in New Hampshire, it's a five-headed lieutenant governor.
Yeah, he's all about it. I think it's a stunt because this has been going on forever, and I see it all the time.
You'll have
a white van, New York plates, pull up at the place. There'll be five people in there, and every one of them will buy $9,000 worth of liquor. They'll fill the entire vehicle up, and if they still have room, they'll go hit up another store before they go back to whatever they're doing with it.
But, of course, it's a stunt. The guy is considering running for governor.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what it's all about.
Surprise, surprise, a politician is making some kind of moral stand when he's thinking of running for higher office.
But my thing is that it's sad to me that we have to make the argument that either it has medicinal uses or it's a revenue source. Because that's the only way we can get, and it should be, no, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
That should be the answer.
Well, I was just looking, you know, psilocybin is just like, marijuana has zero deaths, and psilocybin has like 4 recorded deaths ever.
This is Free Talk Live. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, but we are always online at freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.